Hello and welcome. It's time for The Biscuit. I'm your host, William Bartram, and it is time for another rendition of The Biscuit. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I appreciate it. I'd really appreciate if you guys could head over to the iTunes or wherever you review and rate or listen to your podcasts and just take some time and leave a quick review. The show's been free for 3 years. I'm coming up on 200 episodes. It helps with the algorithm of people typing in hockey and finding my show, our show, the people's show. So it takes 2 minutes, 5 stars. You can just put "I like butts" in the comments. That's fine. But yeah, just head over, leave that. I'd appreciate it. I'd also appreciate it if you guys head over to clevelandkraut.com. It is one of the fastest growing food fermentation companies in the world, and it is absolutely delicious. A company started out of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm an Ohioan. I love Ohio. I love this kraut. I was a big kraut guy before, and my wife found it. The packaging looked cool, and it said Cleveland on it, so she knew I would like it. And it is the best sauerkraut I've ever had in my life. I highly recommend the Narnar. It's spicy with jalapenos and different spices in there. But it's good for your gut, it's good for your health, and you can put it on everything, literally everything. So go ahead, check those guys out, go follow them on all their social medias, and you know, if you're eating their product, tag The Biscuit along with it. You know, let them know where you heard about Cleveland Kraut at. And also, while you're on the internet, go on over to Hairless Ape Conspiracies at hairlessapeinc.com. Check out the shirts they got going, patches. I know a lot of guys are putting the back patch on their geese. They look badass. And I wanted to say congratulations to them. They went over 1,000 followers on Instagram. So thanks to everyone following them over there. And thanks to Sam Burns and everyone at Hairless Ape for, you know, hooking me up for years now with sweet gear. I love Hairless Ape and Conspiracies, and so should you. Oh, by the way, promo code BISCUIT10 at checkout. Save yourself 10% off. You are welcome. Warroad.com. I'm a proud ambassador of the Warroad hockey brand, and I recommend you go check their stuff out. Their hats are sweet, their shirts are sweet. Little on the expensive side, but it's worth it. The quality is worth the price. Don't get turned off by the price tag, because you'll be satisfied when it comes in the mail. It's TJ Oshie's company. You would know him from playing with the Capitals, and just being an all around one of the best American hockey players of all time. Speaking of America, speaking of veterans, speaking of hockey players, Scott Parker and his family started a nonprofit organization years ago to help wounded veterans, and that is called Parker's Platoon. Head over to parkersplatoon.org, see how you can help, see how you can donate. Every dollar counts. And I know their big program right now is getting service dogs to wounded combat veterans, and that is a place special to my heart. And if you don't like veterans, you don't like helping, you don't like dogs, you're a terrorist. Click off right now. Get out of here. I think that's all on the business side. Nope, it's not. Hockeyfights.com, where you go to watch hockey fights. Hey, you guys ever watch a Blue Jackets game and see that superhero painted up? Well, he's here. Captain Blue Jacket, baby.
Now Probert got the right hand. He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurts.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky, the muser Bobby Orr's.
The enforcer of all hockey podcast. It's The Biscuit. It's The Biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's The Biscuit Podcast.
Hey, wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
All right, Biscuit babies, and in particular, Blue Jacket babies listening, I've got the superhero, the man behind the bench, Captain Blue Jacket. What's up, dude?
Oh, just get up this morning, wait to watch the game today.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Do you ever miss a game?
Miss a game at Nationwide or on televised?
Either or.
I do miss a few games here and there at Nationwide. I don't go to all of them, but and if I'm at home, I definitely watch it. Or if I'm in the car, I'll listen to it on the radio, just depending on where I'm at. But if I have access, I'm watching or listening.
What's your favorite way to watch, besides obviously being at the game? Do you like going at the house there, or do you like going out to go watch a game?
Sometimes I just prefer the privacy of my own house, just so I kind of just focus on it. Because when you're out, there's just a lot of distractions and stuff. So
yeah, I think my favorite way is at home if you can't be there, just because I don't think I'm that much fun to watch the game with, because I'm yelling, you know, I'm cursing, and it gets a little intense. I'm not really family friendly when I'm watching a game.
Yeah, playoff games especially. I pace back and forth in the house. So.
Yeah, I'm sitting there pulling my beard hairs out like, oh. Now it's surreal to finally talk to you, man, because I feel like I know you because I see you so much on TV. You know what I mean?
It's definitely funny, like at games and stuff. People, especially when I'm painted up, you know, people are like, "Oh, there he is," or "That's the guy," or you know, they're like, "Dude, I see you on TV all the time." it does get kind of funny, like with that. But
kids have to especially love it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's funny. The kids will just be like, you know, their eyes just get big or something. You know, it was the whole superhero, the shield. They see that, and the head all painted out. Some kid, little kids, sometimes get a little freaked out, and they just like don't know what to think. kids definitely seem to like it a lot, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
Is arriving and leaving a game like a chore? Because I'm sure people are asking to take pictures with you. You know what I mean? And I'm sure you're a nice dude, so I'm sure you oblige most of them.
Oh yeah, I always take pictures of people. So, I mean, it's all part of it. It's all part of the game. It's a lot of fun.
All right, yeah, you can't really paint your face up and be like, I don't really want to talk to anybody.
I definitely take a lot of pictures of people. Some days more than others. Sometimes after the game, I stand around by the desk when they have the interview and everything, and I end up getting a bunch of pictures there, or just walk around, just walk around the down. Just around the arena between, like, the intermissions and stuff.
Absolutely. Now, how long have you had season tickets?
8 years.
Okay, that makes sense. I was like,
2013.
That's really awesome, man. And I always, I'm sitting there watching the game. I'm like, that dude's cool, man. He's got, I assume it's your daughter. I'm like, she's out on a school night. I'm like, this is a cool-ass dad, man.
It's definitely funny because my kid's in, 7th grade middle school,
uh-huh.
So I'm getting that middle school vibe right now, so anything dad does is definitely not cool. last year's been kind of rough with that, and then it's funny because like she's like, "Dad, we need to go home. It's time to I gotta study. I gotta get up for school tomorrow." I said, there's Blue Jackets and then school, so if you want to skip your first period tomorrow, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's awesome, dude.
It was funny during the one playoffs against Washington with the double overtime. I mean, we're sitting there. It's like it was like freaking probably 11:30 or something. It was late. She's
right.
like flopping around in her seat. I'm like, dude, there's no chance in hell we're leaving
a playoff game, while it's in overtime, especially for us Blue Jackets fans, like, man, this hasn't come around that often. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
No, absolutely not.
And that's funny. It's funny you say that too. Like, your kids, mine are all babies right now. My oldest is 9, the youngest is about to be a year, but they haven't got to that point yet where, like, I'm super embarrassing. So then you go, you've got a teenage girl, and then, the games you're getting painted up for, I'm sure she's like, "Come on, Dad, what's going on here?"
No, I've had more fun probably just teasing about it. I said, she's just like, "I'll come pick you up from school," all painted up and stuff. She's like, "No." Well, I was like, I said, "How is it to have a famous dad?" She says, "You're not famous." just messing with her just because of her whole, it doesn't matter what I say, it's wrong.
Right. Have you ever gone painted up and like picked her up from school?
When she was in 5th grade, I did a couple times. But I haven't since 6th grade. Well, just because of logistics lately. Usually I'm just trying to get to the arena as quick as I can. So
yeah,
to go back to school and everything, usually doesn't happen, but I went a couple times and picked her up. And the kids loved it. Fifth grade, you know, it was K through five, so it was like freaking, you know,
literally
star status. People love it.
Yeah, literally a superstar, man. That's right, man. That's right. Now, do you live around the Columbus area then?
Yeah, I'm in Hilliard.
Yeah, I wanted to, in a case, I guess, if anyone's listening who doesn't know who Captain Blue Jacket is, if you live under a rock, it's if you turn on the games or even the intros for the games, or if you know who Elvis Merzlikins is, he is the painted up, you're almost a mascot at this point, right?
I mean, I don't know what you'd call it. I guess super fan. It just literally just kind of snowballed and it just got bigger and bigger. So, I mean, I do get people say, you need to be the mascot. I just laugh. I'm like, you know, I'm not the mascot. I'm just having fun. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, it is like the third rendition of a mascot for Columbus. You know, there's obviously Stinger, Boomer, who lasted there for a little bit, and then Captain Blue Jacket's right there, man.
Well, I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt that I sit right by a tour, so I'm on TV all the time. It definitely doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that had to have helped the snowball just get massive, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, it literally just started with me. If you look at the first like picture when I painted up just for fun, I mean, it's crazy how different it is to now and how much we've like changed it.
Well, that's what I was trying to remember this morning. The first one I can remember was kind of like a lot of silver. I think like almost silver and half blue. And now it's like you could make Halloween mask out of it, man.
Well, the first time we did it, we just did the logo over my
okay.
head.
Okay. Yep.
It was for the Penguins playoff game. 2017, like it was actually Easter. The first time I ever got painted up was on Easter Sunday, and the lady did it. I mean, I had no idea what it was going to be like. I was at her boyfriend's house. There was kids running everywhere. I'm in the basement. She said, "Oh yeah, it'll take about a half hour." So about 2 hours later, I'm just sitting there like, I have no idea what it's going to look like. You know, I'm just chomping at the bit to get down to the plaza party. And so I was like, yeah, it's awesome. It looked great. You know, but it was just a logo. I mean, there was no solar on my face. And the back of my head, there was like nothing on it. So it's crazy how different, you know, we've kind of stretched it out, tweaked it over the last 2 years.
How did that come about, that Easter Sunday? Did you think about it before? Was someone like, hey, man, you should paint your face? Or were you like, I'm going to do something special for the playoff game? How did that originate?
Well, we just kind of, I had talked about it with a couple of my buddies. I was like, I'm going to paint my head one time. And originally, the first thing I thought of was doing like what Bob's mask looked like.
Yeah.
But I was just like, well, how would your face look? It just wouldn't make any sense just having like bars. I mean, there was just no way to really get it. So I kind of just didn't think about it for a while. And then, I don't know, playoffs came. Then I just got a little more like, well, maybe I should do this. Then I found this lady that, you know, would do it, and the game was on Easter Sunday. That was just a game, and she said she would. I was like, well, shoot, let's go with it, you know. So we just kind of went with it. But and it was just, I think I just did it once for the playoffs there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. So
and that I think that's the one that became part of the intro for next year for Fox Sports, right? I think you're out there in the plaza.
It was either that one. Oh no, that was opening day.
So okay,
that would have been the next. That would have been a couple months later, because the first time I did it was during the playoffs against the Pens, 2017. But then I think opening day we did it again. I think we changed it up a little bit then, but it still was nothing like it was now. But yeah, we were the intro, and people loved it then. But now it's just got to one other level. But
do you use the same lady now that you did the first time?
Yep, I have. No one else has ever painted me except for her.
And how did you find her? Is it someone you knew?
Well, actually, when I was in Hilliard, they were having some little kid fest up at the little park.
Uh-huh.
And there was some lady painting, you know, just doing airbrushing on people's heads. And then the dude was doing balloons. It was like a balloon guy or something. And I took their business card, but it wasn't until like about 6 months later that I actually called them and asked if they could. And then they were like, well, actually, we have a perfect person for you. And then they gave me her number. So that's how I got a hold of her.
She does an incredible job, man. And how you said the first one was about 2 hours. Now, have you guys got it down to a smaller amount of time? Or because it's so intricate now, is it still right around that amount of time?
Well, it is crazy. We have tried different things to try to get the time down. But I swear, the more we try something different, the longer it takes.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it literally is 3 to 3.5 hours. Depending on how much Margie gets chatting.
And what's her name? Just to give her a shout out.
Margie McGuire.
That's awesome, man. She does an incredible job, dude.
Oh yeah, totally. And I mean, she tried doing little stencil things. I mean, it's just that stuff's so detailed. Mm-hmm. We've tried different ways to do stuff, and she does everything by hand. And it just takes the time, I guess.
Yeah, labor of love, man. And you got that nice shaved head, too, so you got that whole palette and canvas to work with, man.
Dude, I literally shaved my head, and within an hour, she's painting my head. I want it completely, like, buffed.
So it's almost like getting a tattoo, because you know they shave right before they do it. They got to clean that off, so it's almost like the same thing there.
I know during the Capitals playoffs, 2018, I left it on for two games, and that was rough. I did it last weekend against the game Red Wings and then the Avs, so I slept with it. But she put some kind of a coating on it to help it not smear, and it didn't smear. There was just one little smudge on the back of my head, and I thought it was going to be a pain in the butt getting it off at night, but actually it came off pretty easy. So,
dude, you've slept with it on before?
Oh yeah, I did. I did it for the playoffs in Cap. I just to try it. I was like, "Well, I'll try it." But that first morning when I woke up with it that year, 2018,
uh-huh.
Dude, I thought there was no way I was gonna make it. I was like, "Oh my god, there's no freaking way."
Yeah, but that's
now,
crazy.
Now it doesn't even bother me. It's not. It does. I mean, I'm so good about not touching my head, and I think about it before I do. So I just kind of tap it, which I can touch it, tap it, which kind of itches it. But I've gotten so good at not touching it, it doesn't even bother me,
dude. So. The Blue Jackets. I know people get mad about that, but you know, kiss my butt. The thing is like, if they get a ring, you deserve one. You've slept with the paint on, dude. Come on, that's amazing.
I would love for that to happen. I would love for just in general to get to win a championship. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, just getting that whole stuff. I mean, just the way injuries have been this year, it's just like one thing after another.
It's been insane this year. I mean, guys out. I mean, guys missed this year. We have to be in the league lead. I mean, half of our team is Cleveland Monsters.
We were second on the list last time I saw, but I would imagine after Seth went out, that probably pushed us to probably number one.
And I was talking to a gentleman the other day, shout out Mike Hoover, about just how different they have looked since Seth has been gone, man. He's like one of those guys, his intangibles, where you're like, they look like a different team on the ice. Now I'm getting a little worried. I'm a pretty optimistic guy when it comes to watching the Blue Jackets, and like they've done really well and they've looked good. Guys have been coming in and out, but the other night they looked different. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, our defense is so good, and I mean it's just like, especially when our scoring is not like like on par where it should be. So defense can kind of carry us, but I mean I'm hoping somebody's going to step up. I mean Nudy, hopefully you know can. Do a little bit, but just trying to replace, you know, one of the best defensive players in the league. It's just, I mean, that's a hard task right there.
Yeah, it's a tall task for sure. It was nice, you know, they talk about we have too many defensemen at the beginning of the season, but look now, you know, we're filled out. We're almost bare bones now, but it's nice to get guys like Andrew Peak in there who, you know, are going to be, you know, the future of the organization. So, I mean, they're still right there. I thought at the beginning of the season they'd be a wild card team. They're right where I think they should be, and it'll be nice to get, you know, Corpy back in, get Elvis, you know, those guys splitting some time, and his story's been incredible. And when you – did you know about you being on his mask before it happened, or did you just see it like everyone else on the internet and go, oh, holy shit, I'm on Elvis's mask?
Well, let's see. When he first got signed and he posted something on his Instagram feed, he had his desk. He was working on, like, his helmet, and there was a picture of my face on his desk.
Oh.
So somebody sent that to me, so I saw that, and then you could see his helmet on the side, and there was kind of, like, a face drawn on the side of it, kind of, like, where it is. So it's kind of like, well, that's a possibility. Now, you know, it's not something I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to push someone. It's like, yeah. Because it's like, well, I mean, it's crazy because, I mean, I literally had just – I don't even know if I had brought the shield out yet, because I literally had had that for probably a year before I literally went gung-ho, it's time to go.
Yeah.
And so I had painted up for a couple games at the end of the last season, like against Montreal, and I can't remember who the other team was. It was games we had to win, you know, basically when, you know, we won like 9-10 or something to make that wild card. But I had saw that, and I was like, man, that's crazy. And then during the playoffs, Elvis came up to me at Tim Hortons just randomly. He's like, you know who I am? And he showed me a couple pictures. I was like, yeah, you're Elvis. he showed me a couple pictures on his phone. So I knew about it, but yeah, it was like, until it happened, it was kind of surreal. You know, it's one of those things where, yeah, maybe it'll happen, but when it happened, I'm like, damn.
Dude, that's like a life. That's so cool, man. I can't even imagine, like, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have the podcast and talk to a lot of, you know, guys I was fans of as a kid and, you know, still. And it's like those pinch me moments where you're like, dude, you're on the side of, you know, quite possibly the rookie of the year this year.
Believe me, it's kind of cool. I've gotten a couple of his cards, like, since the rookie cards are starting coming out. It's kind of cool. You see the mask on there.
Oh, dude.
You see the pictures, you watch the game. It's like, it's kind of surreal. It's like, wow, that is freaking cool.
Are you a hockey card guy? I am myself.
I for Blue Jackets.
Okay. I mean, don't start it, man, because I'm just in a deep rabbit hole now where it's like my studio out here, there's just piles of cards. I'm not doing anything with them, dude. I'm never going to sell them.
It's funny because Tim Hortons had their packs the other day, and it's like, oh, I bought a few packs. It's funny that people on some of the Blue Jackets message boards are like, I need this guy and this guy. And
dude, my buddy is from Canada, lives here now, and he hit me up. He goes, I got some doubles of this guy, this guy. Let's we're trading our Tim Hortons cards, dude.
I don't know. It's funny. It's like I bought five packs. I was like, so I had 15 cards, and I was like, yeah, I got, and I had no doubles. I was like, well, that's pretty sweet. And I got an Elvis, so I was like, pumped.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. That's what. As soon as I get off here today, I'm driving right to Tim Hortons and getting some more.
I passed it the other day, and I haven't stopped again. But I need to finish my set. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I have some older stuff, but of a Mew rookie and some stuff from like when I collected when I was a kid.
Now, so stuff. Are you born and raised an Ohio guy?
Yeah, my parents both met at OU, and they've never left. So I grew up around Athens.
So is that how you got in hockey? I know hockey's a little bigger down there, especially with like Miami, Ohio, and you know Ohio University. Have you been? What got you into hockey? I guess is my question.
I watched it. I watched it some like in the like, basically probably when Lemieux, Yager, and
right.
I went to a couple playoff games in Pittsburgh, and so I watched it then, and then I really got out of it. I mean, even when the Jackets were when they started in 2000, I was living the 20 something life. I wasn't really worried about hockey,
yeah,
watching that. But really started getting into it, you know, just started going to a couple games. I'm like, wow, this is fun. And then you know, season tickets. I'm like, wow, I got season tickets. And
yeah,
then, you know, my seats kind of fell in my lap and just kind of went from there. And you know, it's got bigger and bigger. Just kind of now it's all Jackets. I mean, I love watching the Jackets. Other than that, I don't really watch any other teams, but
well, that's interesting. That's actually a question I had for you. I was wondering if it was strictly Jackets, or you know, did you watch any of the rest of the NHL, or do you ever make it to, you know, like a Buckeyes game? Or I know they've got that junior team now there. I think it's the Mavericks. So I didn't know if you made it out to any of that stuff too.
Well, I guess now, speaking of which, I used to go to a lot of the Columbus Chill games.
Okay.
So that's probably, I mean, those were freaking fun.
People remember that team very fondly, man.
Yeah, I mean, they fought all the time. So I was like a teenager, you know, right in the high school, college, and I would go to a bunch of those games. But yeah, me and my girlfriend at the time, we went to a lot of those. And those were a lot of fun. I think that's why we got the Blue Jackets, because those places were sold out like every game.
Yeah, my buddy Shane, who does the History of Hockey podcast, that's like, I mean, you can see him smile ear to ear when the Chill comes up, man. It was that team was beloved. I think you're right there. That the success of that team is definitely, you know, how Columbus got the squad and was able to stay there. And
I mean, it was like hard to get tickets to that. I mean, it was like,
was it really?
It was like sold out in every game. I mean, I don't even remember how we got it back in there. We just bought it from scalpers. I don't even remember, but we would go a bunch.
Right. Yeah, but see, when I was little, we were always going up to the Lumberjacks games in Cleveland, and then in high school going to see the Buckeyes. I think a few of my buddies' parents always had tickets, season tickets. I think they were alumni at Ohio State, so they would get season tickets there, and they would drive us down there. And that's really what, you know, you had, like you said, I think Yager and those guys really helped a lot of kids get into it in the Ohio area since Pittsburgh was close. And then, you know, what attracted me to it, and you know, was I really dug the violence of it at first as a little kid. I'm like, oh, these dudes are fighting. This is badass. This is great. Like, especially the video game. You're like, I get to play the game and fight. This is great.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I still play 93, 94 NHL hockey.
Nice, nice, dude.
I mean, I can't even play the new stuff. New video games, but I'm so out of it. I mean, I took up a controller and no idea what I'm doing.
Dude, to do a sauce pass, you have to hit three buttons.
I mean, I've played a couple times. I'm like, dude, I can't do this. It's like, I don't have enough time. I mean, I have enough stuff going on where it's like, I don't need to sit here and learn to play hours and hours to try to figure out how to play this. I can just play my old school when I used to play. I know how to play. I got three buttons in my, you know,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, man. My older brother has a arcade in his basement that he built, and he put, so it's got like an NES emulator on it. So the ice hockey, like the original ice hockey Nintendo games on there. Those games get so heated, dude. There's like, you know, dudes who played it when they were kids getting down there having a few dad sodas, and it gets pretty intense, man.
Oh yeah, I love playing those, but yeah, the new stuff, man. I just don't play video games anymore, and just I'm way behind the wheel on that.
Is it the paint and the likeness of you? Are you a trademarked guy? Is that something you've had to think about doing just in case somebody's like?
I have people ask me that all the time, but I just don't know how I really do that since it's really the Blue Jackets logo.
Right. Oh shit. Yeah. Wait, never mind.
I mean, so that's what I always say. They're like, you know, this is how you got to do it. I'm like, well, I'm not really trying to do anything. I mean, I'm just trying to have fun with it.
Right.
I would love to get somebody to sponsor me and help me like pay for it and, you know, do whatever, but just to, it's like I would love to do it every game, but you know,
price
and logistics and costs and everything that shit adds up.
If you don't mind me asking, how much does it cost to get your head painted?
Well, she gives me a good deal. I mean, she's $100 an hour painter.
Okay, so you get bro price.
She gives me a good deal.
Well, good on her.
Doing it, so.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's really awesome. Now,
I mean, I would love to do it more, but I mean, it's just, you know, it comes down. The plan is to go Thursday with the Flyers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So,
do you have it like scheduled out through the year with her? Like, I would like to do it here, here, and here. Which one works for you?
Well, we kind of just go month to month.
Okay.
So it's like sometimes it's like everything's pretty much planned ahead of time. So if like something comes up, oh man, I want to paint up today. I mean, it's pretty much, well, it's not on the schedule. We're not doing it. Can't really do it. It's not like something that you can change, you know, last minute.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we decided ahead of time, this is the days we're doing. Because there's a few games that I wanted to do that, you know, ended up couldn't do it. So.
Yeah, like maybe.
It's her schedule, my schedule, and all that stuff. So, you know. It's pretty much, if it's not planned ahead of time, we just change it. But anything in the playoffs, I mean, I told her, I said, we have to do whatever we have to do.
Yeah, get the home games done for the playoffs, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, like last year, you know, against Boston and Tampa Bay, it's like, dude, if I don't go paint it up, people, and we lose or something, people will be pissed at me. You're going to paint it up.
It's his fault!
Because there's a lot of people that get real, like, you know, superstitious about stuff. And
oh, yeah.
I try to stay away from that because literally I'm not on the ice. I can do other.
Well, I'm telling you, you failed because you're sleeping with the paint on, so the superstition's in you.
Yeah, it's funny because last week when I painted up there, well, Monday, now, you know, against Tampa Bay, I could, but it just, I mean, 4 days of running through.
I've got to live my life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that I would try to do that, but it just would look like shit.
Ah, okay, okay. Now,
I can't shave, so I'm going to have 4 days of stubble, so it would just, you know.
Oh, yeah, the paint would be moving everywhere, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it just wouldn't look good. It just would not look good.
Well, that's the thing, man. It hasn't not looked good. I mean, it's looked pristine every time I've seen it. So, you know, good on you there for keeping that in mind because it has become – like a fixture in certain games. And like you said, the playoffs were like Blue Jackets fans are looking for Captain Jacket, dude. I'm looking for the shield. Like I've seen articles. I think Barstool wrote one where they said you single-handedly beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last year.
Dude, that was hilarious. Those guys called me, had me on their show during the playoffs last year. They were a trip. But that whole thing, yeah, it was funny. But I mean, like, that's what I said last year to people. I was like, you know, Captain Blue Jacket will get as big as the Jackets go. Like, if we had beat Boston on the next series, it could have gotten really crazy.
Oh yeah, man, that's true. As big as the team gets, so will you. You know, I wanted to ask you how you acquired the shield. Did some like a metal worker make that for you? Because it looks, it doesn't look light.
It's really made out of plastic. I mean,
is it really? I thought it was metal.
No, I mean, it's freaking plastic. I mean, it's hard plastic. I mean, it's not like some cheap tool. I mean, it's definitely a high quality one, but freaking eBay. I never really realized how many people collect like everything. I mean, there's freaking thousands of shields for sale on eBay just from freaking metal $2,000 exact
right.
replicas to freaking the $6, you know, Halloween kids shield and everything in between. It's kind of crazy how much, you know, people collect just random stuff.
Oh yeah, especially with the internet, dude. Nerds have gone wild, man.
Oh man, I mean, any kind of superhero stuff. There's just all kinds. So I actually, it is funny because I did buy a Captain America like costume, like a high quality one.
Uh-huh.
And I was gonna change all the logos and stuff, but let's just say, you know, my midsection didn't
I hear you, buddy. Trust me, I hear you.
So believe me, I literally put my head down, and I got put on the shelf for about 6 months. So I can't do that.
So. Oh, that's funny, man. Now I want to hit you with this idea here, and I think Columbus should do this since, you know, you said you can't really license your face because of the logos on there.
Well, I don't know if I really couldn't, but that would be my guess. I'm not really sure.
It might be tricky, huh?
Yeah.
But I think there should be a comic book, dude, where Captain Blue Jacket comes from like Planet Ling, David Ling, and your name would be like Jody Bull or something. I'm throwing in my favorite fighters, of course, but you know, just mix in like all this, you know, Blue Jacket folklore into this superhero, dude, because you could be like this, like hockey crime fighting, even if it was for kids, dude, where like, You know, hockey is for everyone is so big now, where you come down and like smash some bully for making fun of a kid or some shit like that. It would be awesome.
That would be kind of funny, though.
Not beating up kids, but something like that, dude.
my buddy's wife did make me some trading cards, and I hand them out sometimes. I feel really weird doing it, but it was funny. My buddy came with me last Friday. He was like a freaking, like, take a picture, he's like, here's a card. I'm just like laughing because it's like, to me it's kind of trippy, but kids freaking loved it,
dude. I want a trading card.
I usually carry them with me if somebody asks, and sometimes I'll hand them out, but, you know, usually it's, you know, take a lot of pictures just walking around. I feel kind of, you know, I'm already holding the shield. It's easier for, you know, my buddy was just like, he's like, here you go,
right?
And makes it easier than having me hand it out, because, I mean, then I'm trying to rustle around in my pockets when I'm holding the shield and everything. But
that makes sense, man. It's like self-promotion gets weird, too. Like, if someone else is handing out your card while they're taking pictures, it's one thing. But, like, even when I'm with people and we're talking about hockey and, like, we'll leave the conversation, like, you didn't say anything about your podcast. I'm like, yeah, man, that's weird for me to be like, oh, hey, I run the Biscuit. Have you ever met me or heard of me? One, they're going to be like, I don't know who the fuck you are, dude. And then two, it's going to be like, I don't care. You know, it seems weird.
I totally agree. I'm just like, well, I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. But at the same time, I'm not trying to push it.
Right.
So whatever happens, happens. Just kind of just let it grow organically and just have fun with it. I'm not really trying to do anything crazy.
Have you ever gone home after a win and like get down and, you know, getting ready to wash it off, and you look up in the mirror like, we did it. Like, I, you know, like, it seems like you got to be almost more a part of it than a normal fan because you're painted up, dude. It's like,
I've taken some pictures at home because sometimes I get home and I'll be like, man, I've only had this on for like 6 hours. And it's like, damn, do I really wash it off? So sometimes I'll just be like trying to take some random pictures, see if I can get kind of a cool angle.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, because sometimes I just be like, man, I'm just ready for more.
You know?
It's just like, it's freaking 10 o'clock. But after the games, I do not want to go to bars and stuff.
Oh, God, dude, that'd be a nightmare, probably.
I mean, I, I don't mind going before, but when people get, you know, too many beers, then it's just a freaking hassle.
Yeah, I can imagine people hanging all over you going, I love you, dude, Captain Blue Jacket, man.
Yeah, so I mean, beforehand, I'll go, you know, sometimes I'll go, depending on, you know, what's going on and everything, but after, it's like, I've had people go, oh, come on, man, get your beers. It's like, no, dude, the last thing I want to do is, you know, be freaking buzzing as Captain Blue Jacket.
Yeah, you end up in the newspaper, Captain Blue Jacket, drunk out on it.
No, I mean, I'll have a beer or two during the game sometimes, but that's like it. That's my max. It's like the last thing I want to do is,
right.
Go out and, you know, people trying to, you know, that's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
That's good on you, dude, because you definitely were going to stick out like a sore thumb, man. And people, you know, now want to write bad things about anything they can. So someone would love to see that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do anything that, you know, mess that up. So like, you know.
It's got to be kind of sad to wash it off there at the end of the night then, huh?
It is. Sometimes it feels good, though, because I can scratch and scratch my eye, rub my eyes, you know, rub my nose. But, yeah, but it totally is. It's kind of like, you know, well, the game, you know, it's time to wash it off and wait for the next time, but...
And how have the other guys on the squad taken to it, you know, besides, you know, we mentioned Elvis, do you know the other guys come up and you get to meet any of them or, you know, they say they appreciate you doing it or anything like that?
The only time, I mean, usually after the games, especially now, it's so freaking cold.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple times some friends that go down, like, where the players leave and stuff, and they'll hang out, you know, and try to get autographs or pictures or just say hi and stuff. When it's this cold, dude... There's no, I mean, my head, I'm already, you know, it's fucking freezing outside. I gotta go home. I mean, I'll literally be sitting there like, I would just be like shaking.
Yeah.
During the playoffs last year, I was out there, so, you know, it was in April, so it wasn't that bad, but.
Right.
So I saw Cam, and Cam told me that Torts loved it.
Hell yeah.
And Foligno loved it. You know, they said they love it, but. I mean, you know, sitting on the bench or anything, I mean, they're in game mode. I'm not sitting there trying to, you know, hey, look at me.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I'm just there doing my thing. They're doing their thing, you know. It's, but, you know, that's the only reaction I got. You know, Cam said that Torts loved it, and, you know, they all appreciate it, so.
You know, that's probably why it works so well, because you're humble about it. Like, you're not being, like, really braudacious about it and like, hey, everybody, I'm Captain Blue Jacket. I think maybe that's, you know, why it's so attractive to people, like, because you're just kind of having fun being out there watching the games and being just a huge supporter of the Blue Jackets.
I mean, if you'd have told me, you know, when I first started paying my head, it would turn into this. I never would have believed. I would just laugh at you. But,
right.
I mean, I'll just do it. I just do it to support the teams, have fun. I think fans love it. And I just feel like, you know, I mean, the Blue Jackets just need someone, you know, fans to stand up. And,
oh, yes.
Just take it to the next level. I mean, I'm not trying to get crazy with it or anything. I'm just having fun. I don't expect anything from it. You know, I just, you know, just having fun, you know. I never anticipated being on a helmet. And that was just, you know. That was just wow. It was just a wow factor, and just kind of happened. But
definitely, man, definitely.
I mean, it just doesn't help. It definitely helps that my season tickets are right behind the bench. It's
for sure.
I made a joke. I was like, great seats deserve great fans.
That's you need T-shirts with that on there, dude. That's hilarious.
Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, you have these great seats right behind it, you know, you just, people in suits.
What drives me crazy is when you see them just watching their phones in their back, they're just like, why, you don't deserve those seats?
Yeah. I mean, that's why, so I was like, you know, I'm gonna I'll take it to the next level and just kind of have some fun with it, so.
Well, my fan envy started even before you painted your face, because you'd show up and you had different fresh gear on every game, and I'm like, how is this guy getting all this cool shit, man? I'd always tell my wife, I'm bitching at my wife, like, look at his hat. And I said, why don't you get me that hat? Come on, let's go.
Dude, I have so much. I mean, I literally wear blue. I'm wearing a Blue Jacket shirt now. Literally, I think everything I own that I wear, probably 80% of Blue Jacket stuff.
That's awesome, dude. I mean, I love that.
I don't even wear other teams, so it doesn't matter this season. Doesn't even matter. I'm a Bengals fan. And I literally refuse to wear Bengals stuff right now.
Oh, God. And, I'm a Bengals fan too, man. I feel you.
So, and I told people, I said, if they don't pick Joe Burrow, I literally will burn my Bengals stuff, and I am done. I will not. I am done.
See, I want Chase Young, man. I want to go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you got built around a quarterback, and I just think his quarterback IQ, just his moxie, his whole persona. I mean, it's just something. His marketing appeal is just something that you don't pass on.
The only thing that got me worried is someone said he doesn't want to come to Cincinnati, and then I don't watch college football that often anymore, and so I've never seen him play besides the national championship. I'm like, well, his offensive line's really good, and Cincinnati's is not. And how many first pick quarterbacks just turd out?
Believe me, I've seen the list.
Akili Smith, man, let's go.
I mean, you go down the line, you know, any quarterbacks picked number one. I don't think any of them has ever really, really been like
right.
Dan Marino, Joe Montana. No one really has.
But, right.
I mean, there's always a first.
So. He could be the first one. I like it, dude. If he does it, I mean, obviously I'm going to be the biggest Joe Burrow fan on the planet. But right now I'm like, oh God, like I'm not even excited for football anymore.
I hear you. It's been rough. I mean, that's probably, you know, probably helped push me into hockey, you know, over the years. It's like, because football is just so hard to watch.
Well, that's definitely, I mean, I've been a hockey fan my whole life, but the last, you know, 8-10 years is really because football stinks so bad that, you know, I'd rather just watch. I'll watch old hockey games over, you know, I'll watch a replay of the Blue Jackets before I'll watch, you know, football on Sunday.
Yeah. Did you see that ESPN 30 for 30 on Gretzky leave at Edmonton?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, I watched that back actually when I was flying back from the Jackets West Coast trip. But it's amazing because I remember that stuff happening, but I don't really remember it happening like that, you know?
Yeah, me either, dude. Watching the King's Ransom, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I remember him getting traded, but like everything else, like maybe it's because I'm not Canadian. I didn't know all the backstory and everything about it, but like that story is wild.
And it's crazy to think how many cups that they could have had if they just would have stayed put.
I mean, a 10?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You know what I mean? For sure. Do you ever get chirped by opposition? Like, I know a lot of players come in and they hate the cannon. Do you ever get anything online where, like, we hate Captain Blue Jacket or anything like that?
Well, let's just during the Boston series, because my buddy's wife, who did the card for me, she's like, you gotta do the social media stuff. And honestly, I'm not real like on that stuff. I mean, I'm on it now.
Right.
I do it, but I'm not like most people like combs it all day.
Yeah.
Posting stuff, repeat stuff. I mean, I'll post, you know, game day. If I'm there and stuff, I definitely post stuff and. But I'm not like what I would say like a social media whiz. So she's like, you gotta put that on your shield. So we put that, you know, like at Captain Blue Jacket for Twitter.
Yeah.
And at Captain Blue Jacket for Instagram. And dude, I'll tell you what, the Boston fans hit that up pretty good.
I bet they did.
And then that's why I learned real fast. So after they beat us, my phone was just, I mean, I got probably 15 calls from Boston.
Oh, God. Like,
I guess it's time to take, I guess that's why you don't put your phone number on your Instagram account.
Yeah, for sure.
So I took it off. So, I mean, it was literally kind of fun. I was like, well, I think I've hit it big because when you have people that hate you like that, obviously there's a lot of people that love you. So I was like, I guess I'm hitting it pretty big.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's when I knew the biscuit was successful, when I started to get a lot of hate mail. I was like, I made it, man. I finally made it. Like they say, like, you know, it should almost be 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. It is funny when people say, oh, yeah, that guy just did a book. He just wants attention. Da, da, da. It's like, yeah, I don't really care about that. I'm just having fun. I mean.
No, you could squash that just with your Instagram. I mean, if you wanted attention, you'd be posting every day, every 10 minutes. But no, I believe you full-heartedly. Yeah. You're just a fan because you would be on that, like, you know, a lot of people are. But you're just post a game day. You're like, oh, I'm out west. Here we go. And then you're off of it. I love it.
I just like, you know, I'll do one, sometimes two posts on a game or something, but sometimes I even forget to put it on Twitter because that's probably the one I even look at the least.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I don't want to just throw my stuff. I want to post. I like to get like one good picture or something and just, you know, throw it out there. And It's just have fun. I'm going to the game, have fun, not worry about my Instagram stuff.
Yeah, social media has turned me off a lot. Like, I used to tweet a bunch. Now it's just it's like a chore. But then I know I have to do it, like certain, like for the episodes and things like that. But I really, I'm not living on it, and I'm getting on there checking it, and then I'm off of it, man. It got too much where I'm just like, why am I fighting with a dude that has a monkey as an avatar? Like, he's not even a real person. What am I doing?
Right. And it's like, I don't get on message. I mean, I'm on a lot of message boards for the Blue Jackets, and some people just, I mean, it's just like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, that's the last thing I'm going to do is sit there and argue with somebody about something stupid about the Blue Jackets, about this play or this game or this person. It's like, that's the last thing I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I want us to win. And I
mean, hell yeah.
I'm going to root either way. I don't really care. I have nothing to argue about. I have way better things to do than to argue on message boards.
I feel you, man.
It's funny. I mean, I read some stuff, but it's just a lot of times I just laugh. I'm just like, man, I mean, these people just go back and forth, and just, we lose a game, and then, you know, the sky is falling.
Oh, dude, we lose a game, it's fire torts. I'm like, okay.
We win five in a row, we're going to win it all this year, you know, and then we lose one, and then, you know, I see it and I laugh, but I rarely will ever post anything. But
I've been a Blue Jackets fan like you since they've been a team, so I've seen it all, man. I've seen the terrible seasons, I've seen the good ones. I think as this team gets more successful and goes deeper, the hockey knowledge will help our fans, and they'll start to realize. Because right now it seems like dudes who just catch it sometimes, and it's just like, oh my god, shut the hell up! Like, you make us look like assholes. But it'll change with the success and as people watch more hockey, man.
Yeah, and a lot of people criticize Yarmo for making the big trade he did last year.
I loved it,
and I was gung ho for it. I mean, sometimes you just have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought somebody would have stuck, you know. But, you know, when you look at Deshane's getting paid, what, $10 million, and he's got 11 goals and, like, 20 assists, it's like, dude, that's – I mean, he's so overpaid.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's like – the only player – I mean, I would have loved to kept Panarin.
Yeah, yeah. I thought –
he was the one – but, I mean, he had bright lights, big city. I mean, he wanted to go, and, I mean – Yeah, he has every right to do what he wants to do. I mean, it's his life, and it's like I tell people that, you know, get all frustrated with him. I'm like, dude, would you have preferred Saad for 2 years or 3 years or Panarin for 2 years?
Right.
It's like, dude, I mean, you would make that trade every day, back, forth, forwards, and
every single time.
We got one of the premier, you know, wingers 2 years here, and we got to enjoy it. And
it was awesome.
Yes, yeah, it sucked having him leave, and I would have loved to have kept him over everybody. And Bob is like, see you later. $10 million for him, dude. Florida's gonna be paying that the next 7 years, and they're gonna be hating that, writing that check.
Yep. I thought Dzingel would have stayed just because he, you know, he went to school there. He was the one I was shocked that actually ended up leaving.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised too, but at the time I was kind of hoping to Shane because I knew Panarin was gone. But
yeah.
And then after the playoffs, it seemed like maybe he was interested, but then I knew he was building a house in Nashville, and people said that. And I guess he's always wanted to live in Nashville, but. It is funny how we are in the standings above Florida, Nashville.
Weird, huh?
and New York. We're above all of them. So it is kind of funny on that level. So we lose everybody. And even with all the people that have been hurt, we're still up there.
This team is just that. A solid team. It's a torts team. It reminds me of, you know, St. Louis last year, like, you know, even the goalies being split.
That's exactly what I thought.
You know what I mean?
That hurt, then it's exactly what I thought. It's funny because I was visiting some relatives over in Pittsburgh at their casino a couple weeks ago. I put a future bet on the Jackets to win it all. I was like,
my man,
this is freaking St. Louis all the way.
What odds did you get?
50-1.
Woo, buddy. Hell yeah.
So, I mean, you never know, but it was set out. It definitely hurts that. But
party at Captain Blue Jackets when we win the cup. We're all going.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I'll definitely see you at the parade, but that's for damn sure.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude, you'll probably get let's not get ahead of ourselves. We'll talk then.
Yeah.
I'm presented by Hockey Fights. So I just wanted to ask, like, do you enjoy a good hockey fight? Where do you stand there? Because you're at a lot of games, so I'm sure you're not seeing the crowd walk out, as, you know, Grape says, and go get a cup of coffee when the mitts drop. How do you stand there?
Oh, I love it when I love the fighting, but they've obviously tried to get rid of that.
Right.
I mean, the NHL has definitely cracked down because when we first, a couple of years ago, they would fight all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, especially when we had Bull out there. And when I mean, now that our big fighter is pretty much hurt, Anderson's hurt.
Yep.
You know, we're not going to have that, and it'd be nice to have him back. I don't care if he fights or not. It's like I'm on the ice.
Yeah, I was tweeting out this morning. I was like, it'd be nice to find a way to get Wayne Simmonds into Columbus, man, just to give him – You know, I watched Eric Robinson get cross-checked into dust the other day, and nobody did anything. I was like, man, we need some kind of balls, man.
Yeah, but it's definitely, I mean, did Gerby stand up to Chara?
He sure did. That guy's tough as nails, dude.
Dude, I don't care what people say about him. That dude is like a spark plug.
I love him.
He is, I mean.
He's a fan favorite.
He gets in there and just disrupts. And, I mean, our defense, I mean, well, what was it? The game where, okay, we lost it, but one of the games last week we played, against Avalanche. Dude, we freaking harassed them the whole game. Up to, like, the last 7 minutes. And then all of a sudden, it was like something switched, and all of a sudden, Avalanche just turned it on, and we couldn't do anything, and they scored 2 goals. It's like, holy shit, how did we lose that game?
Well, even like, Tampa Bay, it's like Werenski had a brain fart behind the net, and we lose. I'm just like, what the hell happened?
I just don't think he anticipated him coming back and trying to, you know, fight for the puck.
No.
I mean, I'll never badmouth Zach because he has won us so many games.
Oh, he's the man.
But that definitely was a freaking mindset right there.
That was crazy. I was like, what's he doing? Like, I was like, does he not, like, he just must have just blacked out. And I mean, I guess it.
We controlled that whole game.
Oh, I thought it was one of the best, especially for where we're at squad wise and injuries. I was like, oh, dude, we still got it. Like, and Tampa Bay wanted to win that game real bad because of what did to them. You know what I mean? You could see Kucherov was on, like, he was lit. Yeah. He was lit up.
We still controlled most of that game.
I agree, man. I thought we looked great.
If we're going to lose, that is not the way I want to lose.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we're pretty good in overtime. I think 7-8 now, maybe 7-9. At that time, though, we were a little better. But that happened. I went, oh, Jesus, what the hell was that? That's a heck of a way to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it was, I mean, I guess the only bright spot was we got a point. At least
right.
We got
overtime. Right.
So, but it was like, oh. Got like 30 seconds in or something.
I was like, oh, shit.
So we even controlled the puck. And I was like, first of all, I was like, why is he going all the way back down there? And then he kind of like goofed around behind the net. And all this, yeah, I don't even remember who stole the puck. But
I think it was, damn it, Palat?
Oh, It was Point.
It was Point, Braden Point, yep.
Yeah. And, but it was like, oh my gosh, that was like.
It was so weird. Like, it was just so.
We get that climatic. It was just so, like, just,
It gave me nightmares of, like, I hope I'm not going to remember that play for the rest of the season. I'm not going to go back and like have like fan flashback and be like, no, that's what killed us. That was the thing.
Yeah, that's no. That's the end of them where you beat Detroit. People are like, oh, it's just Detroit. It's like, dude, it's 2 points.
Yeah.
What are we talking just Detroit? It's 2 points. I mean, 2 points in freaking October is the same as 2 points in February. I mean, you need all of them.
Tell that to, you know, the Boston, when they lost to Detroit, you know what I mean? It's just Detroit. They can still play. It's the NHL, man.
But I will tell you what, when we played Detroit last Friday, dude, I mean, I had never seen an NHL team look that bad. I mean, I'm not going to complain because we're playing them in week one.
Oh, fuck, dude. I can't wait. My wife's from Michigan. I can't wait to play that clip for her, dude.
Dude, I have not seen a team. Missing pucks, missing passes, just flubbling with the puck. Just, I mean, and then the thing is that we only beat up 2-0. I mean, in reality, as good as we should have won like 7-0.
Right, dude.
We were playing down a little bit, but they were so bad that even us playing bad, we still won.
Right, right.
Like, it was such a trap game. So I was just like, I'm like, just get through this game.
Yeah, 2 points, baby. We'll count them. I just got a few more for you, dude, if that's all right.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
Who is your favorite Blue Jacket of all time? If you got to pick one dude, who is it?
Well, I mean, I love Elvis now, that's for sure.
Oh, it's got to be Elvis, right?
I mean, but Cam Atkins is probably one of my favorites.
Okay, sure. I like that.
But Elvis, you know, is definitely up there now. I mean, it's, I can't not, you know.
It's got to be Elvis with it. You're on his mask, dude. That's got to be that. That's oh, yeah, a dead giveaway.
Sure. I mean, I actually the season ticket holder event is coming up on February 29th. I just ordered a couple sweet photo file. Just got them on their site. They just got some pictures of Elvis. So I just got them blown up, and I hopefully have them next day or two. So
hell yeah, man.
Get those signed up. So
hell yeah. All right, last question for Captain Blue Jacket. WWE, WrestleMania, Battle of the Mascots, triple threat cage ladder match between Stinger, Boomer, and Captain Blue Jacket. Who's coming out of there with the belt? Who's got the title for the greatest mascot of all time?
Definitely Captain Blue Jacket.
Easily, right? Boomer's made out of – he's like a balloon, so he's getting destroyed by the Shield immediately.
Yeah, definitely Captain Blue Jacket.
I love it, dude. I love it, man. I had a blast talking with you, man. It's always fun seeing you at the games and seeing you on TV. I appreciate your time, and this was a lot of fun. Tell the listeners where they can find you, on the internets.
On Twitter, it's at Captain _ Jacket, and then Instagram is just at Captain Blue Jacket, and then also Facebook. Captain Blue Jacket.
Hell yeah, man. I hope we enjoy a win today. And for Captain Blue Jacket, I'm William Bartram. We out.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thank you. How many bucks do I give?